It is the Ed Till Show on Starcom Radio Network. Our next guest has been on the program before. He is one of the best on this issue. He's also on kind of a mission here. Seth Reines has joined us. His book is called Real Talk for Teens, Jumpstart Guide to Gender Transition and Beyond. The book is available on Amazon. His mission to alleviate the still prevalent fears and misconceptions that people have about transgender individuals. Seth, welcome back to the show. This Kevin Spacey ongoing story now probably clouds and confuses the issue even more, I'm thinking, from the way it's been reported and from his statements. What do you make of this?
Well, Ed, it's great to talk with you again. I know, I've been reading it too. There seems to be a lot of, it seems like it's a mixed message. One of, you know, sexual harassment, because now new things are coming out every day. You know, it seems to be gathering some speed. And then his, what I would consider his untimely suggestion that he's gay. You know, he was bisexual, now he'd prefer to be with men. And I think one of the issues that upsets me the most is sometimes it gets convoluted thinking, you know, well, he's gay and he must be a predator, you know, and the two are not, shouldn't be in the same sentence.
Well, there you go. We got to drill down on this, right? Because when you have a handsome 24-year-old rock star and a 12-year-old with her boobs out, that's the same situation. He loves those young girls. He can't have them.
It was funny.
Right? But the young girl will say, yes, you can. I dressed with special underwear.
Exactly.
I want you to break me and be the first. This kind of nonsense has gone on in show business.
It's funny that you mentioned that.
Right.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I had a conversation the other day with somebody. He says, well, what's the difference about groupies? You know, I mean.
Yes, yes. What is
that
it?
Part of what goes on as well.
Right.
You know, it seems to be everybody's coming out and talking about whatever went on 10, 20, 15 years ago, whether they think it's the right time to do it or not the right time or now it's time to do it. There's, you know, whatever it is, there's three sides to a story. And whether he did or he didn't do this or didn't do that, I mean, unfortunately, I think it's always wrong to put someone in like a subservient position to you because they're scared or they're fearful for something else. But, you know, a lot of this was Hollywood, you know, and this is what they did. It doesn't make it right by any stretch of the imagination, but this was the game everybody played back in the day. You either participated or you didn't. But to take advantage of someone, absolutely, that's just goes, you know, too far.
No doubt about it. But I think what some people, myself included, are starting to wonder is, you know, you have to watch heterosexuals with young, attractive people the same way you have to watch homosexuals. I don't see any difference. It looks absolutely like that little young hottie that comes on to the older one knowing they're way too old for them. They also know they're underage. They're not coming from Mars. Right. So how does it... Yeah. Right. So here's my question. How does it make
you know,
it...
I know where you're going, and I agree with you. It's like if it's a male and female, oh, you know, the man took advantage of the female. And sex, actually, whether they're straight or they're gay, has nothing to do with it in that instance. And it should be the same way this way as well, if that, in fact, was the situation. I mean, we, you know, facts are unfolding. We don't really know. But somehow, because it has to do with someone who's homosexual, now they're going to start to chime on the pervert and the pedophile thing. And they are not the same.
Well, this is what exactly. This is what I think is important.
Line.
Right, exactly. Anybody can be a pedophile. It has nothing to do with your sexual orientation. But number two, this announcement that is, and you actually added more to it than I knew. So he went into detail and said, I used to think I was bisexual. Now I feel this is what I heard that he admitted finally that he was gay, since the whole world knows he's gay.
Right.
And he's been openly having sex. He's been having sex outdoors and getting caught at it for 15 years with men. So to me, it looks like this guy is using the kid to throw shade for really who he is. And maybe I can confuse the issue and not look so guilty.
Well, I mean, it could be. When it first broke out, it, you know, people were saying, why are you admitting you're gay when this is a whole different situation? Why it was untimely or not? And then I think in the next days that followed, he basically said, I've had relationships with men and women, but I've decided now in my life that I'm a gay man. Well, I don't know what that really adds to the fact, you know, of all the people that are coming out and accusing him. I mean, really, to me, it has nothing to do with it. I mean, if someone is, you know, a minor and you've made advancements clearly beyond, you know, just hugging someone, I mean, something that really goes a little bit further, you know, there's an issue there, and it has nothing to do with you know, your orientation.
So what's the real take on this? What should a 13-year-old gay boy be have explained to him now after this week and a half or week or so of Kevin Spacey? What's the right thing for them to be told?
Well, you know, it isn't just Kevin Spacey. I mean, look at 13-year-old boys that, you know, older women take advantage of. You know, it's not talked about, but that does exist as well. And, I mean, a child is a minor.
Oh, no, you know what? Listen, you're absolutely right. The teacher thing has happened again in the last week twice. Group sex
right, yeah,
with them.
Yeah.
Okay, so my question is, what is the right thing to tell the teenager at 13? Here's what you need to know about horny women teachers. Here's what you need to know about horny Hollywood people. Here's what you need to know about gym teachers. Here's what you need to know, because we've been keeping track. Gym teachers do this. Priests do it.
Right.
This is what we know. So what kind of a heads up can you give them at 13 that would be helpful, do you think?
Well, if they would heed the message, I mean, when kids are young and, you know, I know hormones are flying and stuff like that, anybody who is not your age, you know, and that doesn't make it right either, anybody who's an adult, it's just not the right thing to do, and you're clear from it. You know, I mean, because obviously if it's a minor and a major, so to speak, the major is always going to be blamed for it, because you're an adult, you should know better. You know what I mean? But for young kids, you know, because they want to have the first, or they want to do this, you know, it should be said. And again, when hormones prevail, you know, sometimes logic goes out the window, but
sometimes
we don't know what condition.
Right. All the time.
You know, we
absolutely
don't know what, you know, we don't know what situations
we
people
don't
are in.
Right.
You
now,
know what I mean? You don't know.
Right.
I mean, and
absolutely.
They take advantage of kids mentally. That's the thing. Well, if you do this, you'll get an A on your thing. Or if you know, and kids, you know, if they're looking in a different direction. And then they don't feel, maybe they don't feel guilty at the time, but then years later it haunts them, or 10 years or 20 or 30. I mean, you know, whatever may be the case.
Let me reintroduce in case people just tuned in. Seth Reynes is on the line. Seth's book, is called Real Talk for Teens, A Jumpstart Guide to Gender Transition and Beyond. What, if any, damage or confusion does it cause when somebody like Spacey says, I thought I was this, I think I'm that, having this outdoors in public? Is this healthy for other people struggling, or is it, you know, interfering? The last thing we want is your big mouth from television and fame. Shut the F up. Don't tell any
right.
of this nonsense. These kids have enough problems without you getting on TV. Then you're a bad actor. I'm getting all worked up here, but you know what I mean? It's a little bit annoying that sexuality today is like a parlor game, and now it's yanked out to cover bad behavior. Then you got poor kids don't know what to think of their own insides. I'm sure they're affected by these clowns in Hollywood.
Right, right. I mean, if you're looking at a Hollywood situation as opposed to some little kid in a back town somewhere, you know, it's wrong no matter what, no matter where. But, you know, most people going into the Hollywood game know the game that's been played. Now, is it going to stop? You know, I don't know. I mean, this is something that, you know, it was called, what, the caster's couch, you know? It's wrong. It's wrong. I mean, you know, for people to do that, but that was the game they played. Now, how Hollywood's going to correct itself, I don't know. It seems like we're on this slippery, sliding slope.
Right.
That, you know, every other day there's some story about another person and another person and another person, and I think it's because the people that may have been embarrassed or didn't know what to say or held it in now feel it's okay to say something, either A, because it's plagued them enough for 20 years, or they won't be, there'll be a whole line of people behind them to help support the one, because nobody wants to be the one. You know, the military method, everybody takes a step back forward, and
right.
then there's one standing out.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be that way. But now that they're all climbing on the ladder, right or wrong, they're feeling, you know, supporting masses. And I think the bigger statement is this just can't, you know, somehow we have to be able to say as human beings, where are our morals or lack thereof?
No question. No question about it. There's a second issue I want to ask you about. This
yeah.
just happened, I think,
no, I
a day or two.
Morning.
You saw the bathroom story, right? Here's a guy
yeah,
with a
right.
restaurant.
Yeah, I did.
Guy's got a restaurant. And on the men's room, women's room, he puts up Caitlyn Jenner for the women and Kris Jenner for the men. Pictures of the same individual before transition and after. And holy cow, they are coming down on him like a house of cards. It's like
right.
a house of bricks. They're like, what's wrong
right.
with you? Why are you targeting?
Right.
Why are you hurting us? Don't you? You go, good Lord, how wrong is this? How bad is this, what he did?
Well, first off, we don't know that restaurant. You know, we don't know, I mean, from the editor's point of view, because I read a couple different articles, different
right.
slants, obviously. So, you know, there's five stories.
But what is what's the worst that could do? I'm wondering what damage is being alleged. Who's having a nervous breakdown over this?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I can look at it from a lot of different approaches.
Yeah, go ahead.
I
could tell
say,
me.
You know,
right.
come on. You know, where's our levity? Can't we have a joke? But then you have to say, okay, where does it stop? If it's a restaurant, and as the editor says, that you know is very anti-LGBT, whichever way it is, whether it's blatant or you know attitude or something like that, then you have to say that was done with the wrong idea in mind. If it's a very, you know, welcoming establishment, everybody in there, I would think the people that are patrons may not be offended. But, you know, like, where does that stop, though, when you start to do stuff like that? Because you can look at it from two different sides. I mean, maybe the younger generation or the generation that's out there take offense to it. Sometimes the older generation says, ah, no big deal, it's a joke, you know, like you would go see a comedian. But you know what, where does it stop? That's the problem. When you start with one thing and you let it, and it's okay to do this, then it's going to be okay to do that. Then it's going to be okay to do this. I mean, there was other ways he could have done that, and he didn't have to point out a transgender person to do so.
Hmm. But,
and being that it's Caitlyn,
yeah,
it's a recognizable thing. It's not somebody in the local town or something
correct.
Like that.
Yeah, right.
I mean, to me, you know, listen, we've seen male and female bathrooms with all kinds of symbols and
right.
all kinds of restaurants, and you're standing there scratching your head going, well which does that, I don't know, like Chinese or I don't know,
right.
whatever it may be, which that is that symbol.
Right.
But I think the fact that it's coming out of Texas and it's... And everybody knows, you know, the atmosphere there. And as the editor would say, and maybe they frequent that restaurant, they felt that even though the guy said there's no harm, maybe there was. Because we all know with sarcasm, right?
Right.
There's some truth behind sarcasm.
Absolutely.
So,
I mean,
I
you know,
know,
it's also, it seems to me it's legitimate in that which bathroom are you using has been
right.
forced on the American people. American people
right.
did not
right.
want to
right.
sort out the bathroom in the last 3 years, but have been forced to. We're getting a lawsuit. You're violating the Constitution. It's un-American.
Right, I know.
You know, it's always a vicious attack on the status quo
exactly.
that is targeting.
And
then
you know what?
You know,
it's because
yeah.
they can.
Right.
It's because they can. In this environment... is so heated now,
yeah.
you can't say to somebody, lighten up, because, you know, things that just shouldn't be in the public because they're ridiculous are being brought forward. And so, again, at this moment in time, that's that slippery slope.
Sure.
You know,
hey,
you have to be able to say it's just not accepted.
I want to get to another topic that's not in the news, but it's based on your book. The age that we started in, I believe, seventh grade... was when they put all the boys in one, it was a co-ed school, so the boys had one, what do you call that in the auditorium? They used to have a thing where they make a presentation to you. You got it. Right. Well, actually, we used to go for films. They would seat us in the auditorium, take out a class, make you watch a film. So one day in seventh grade, it happens to be that we're going to start the long road to the ovum and the sperm and the whole thing about sex. This was, you know, 1968 version that I had, okay?
Right. Oh, yeah. I can go back earlier, yeah. But
okay.
Yeah, okay.
But you know the era. But the truth is, I mean, we weren't misled in any way. We got the mechanics. We got the euphemism. We certainly didn't get any talk about hormones and urges and this and that. But we got the mechanics, and the girls got the menstruation. Okay. So what do you think now, since your book is called Real Talk for Teens, right? What is the right age, and what elements ought to be included, and which elements ought to be avoided? But where would you begin with kids in school having these separate, I forget what the hell they're called, but like seminars, a separate seminar. Here's for the girls.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe they separate them because you know how kids giggle and stuff like that. But here's the thing. We were, what, 12 or 13 or 14? Well, kids are now maturing earlier for physical reasons and internet reasons, okay? So, you know, to me, and sexual orientation should be there, see, and it's not. And, I mean, my personal opinion is I think you need to educate them earlier. Some parents may object, and if they object, then they say, you know, Mary Smith will sit out and lunch and doesn't have to participate, because that happens as well. There's a lot of parents that don't want their kids educated in school, and they pull them out of that particular class. But to me, these kids find this out, I think, before health class because of the internet.
So what do we think? We're thinking maybe we're going to start like, maybe today we should be starting third grade, fourth grade. In other words, by the ages of third and fourth grade, in today's world, they're going to bump into a transgender, a gay person, a something that they haven't covered yet.
That comes in health education. That doesn't specifically come in, to me, that doesn't specifically come in the laws of, you know, creating a child and that type of education. And the problem is
really?
That people could say, well, nine-year-olds are too immature.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if it's the hormones in our food or what, but, you know, girls are maturing way more earlier than boys. They even have puberty blockers to hold them off till 12 or 13. So the question is, are they physically maturing at 9 and obviously mentally, you know, not there? But again, I say with the internet, I mean, I see with my nieces and nephews, you know, just how smart they are at that age compared to what we had, because we didn't have that exposure.
Right. You know, I wonder, I was thinking of this while you were speaking, you know, probably cause a lot of controversy, but maybe be a good idea. Wouldn't it be interesting if the kids, when they were dismissed from, say, third grade or fourth grade for the summer, that a note went home and said, when school begins, we are probably going to encounter things that maybe it's best for you to teach them over the summer. Why don't you explain to them who's a gay man, who's a lesbian woman, what transgender is, so we don't interfere with your personal beliefs and whatever your, you know, long-standing religion, whatever it is, it interferes. It's going to be mentioned when you come to school. Please have them be respectful.
And funny, it's funny, Ed, that you say that, because a lot of times when I talk at schools, especially around transgender issues, you know, the parents of somebody else will come in and object. And I always tell the schools in the beginning of the year, when they have a PTA or a parents meeting or something, you have in front of that meeting and you tell them, we are going to, that one of the subjects we're going to talk about are transgender kids, and we want to educate the whole school and the parents. And the reason I do that for high schools or schools is because you give that talk, you know, most of the parents won't show up. That's the way it is. But then when a parent comes in and complains, the school is now defending themselves from an offensive position and not a defensive position. They said, we've explained it. We tried to educate you. Where were you? Why weren't you here? This is now the policy. This is now what we're going to do. And that's how it's going to go. And so they're coming from a different angle, because the school, it's education.
I totally get that. No, I get that.
If you leave it up to the parents, you know what's going to happen.
Listen, you know, the thing is, you have to make sure that the people who feel very strongly about this, that they're covering.
Right.
You're right. It's always going to be a handful.
Right.
It's going to be a handful.
Exactly.
It's going to be a handful. Please.
Exactly.
Listen, I went to Catholic school, all right, as a kid, and we had a mass that was for the students to attend and sit class by class. Even though your parents were in the back of the church, you were sitting with the first grade, second grade, all the way up to eight.
Right.
And
sure.
I can't tell you the number of parents that used to blow that off all the time. All the time.
Right.
Right. And there's, you know, the nuns the nuns made sure the kids were there because you didn't want to get that hairy eyeball on Monday that you didn't go to church. But there was very little you could do to drag these old school Catholic parents in.
That's right. And you know what? The reason I speak, obviously, is when you've talked about it, is to speak myself out of a living. When I have talked to everybody and educate them, all I can hope is that they know the truth, and what they do with it, it comes to common sense and comes to them. I don't expect to convert religious people, but what I do expect them to understand is the education. And should they come across someone who, you know, for religious beliefs, they don't believe in, at least they can point them in the right direction. That's all you can hope for. You're not going to be able to change people. And it's our generation. You and I have talked about that a lot. It's the younger generation gets it more than the older ones.
Right.
But that's all I can do is just tell them the truth. So at least if they hear something that tweaks their ear, they're going to say, no, I know that's not true. I know what the truth is.
Right.
And whether people are going to become an ally or not, you know, it's the lead the horse to water thing. You know?
Exactly.
You gotta do what I believe is the best that I can do, and that's all that I can do.
Seth Reines is our guest, the Ed Till Show, Starcom Radio Network, AM/FM stations all across America. You can go to Seth's website. It's www.sethreines.com. I'll spell that for you, S-E-T-H. The last name is R-A-I-N-E-S-S.com. So the book title, again, I think is so provocative, and it really begs this question. Real Talk for Teens. Every parent is going to lunge for that book. Oh, my God, what do I say? But when you write it, that is not easy to keep it real, keep it authentic for them. How tough was it for you to write on a subject where everything we've said in this segment, kids are smarter than ever, they're more intuitive than ever, they're maturing faster than ever. It's not easy to keep it real for a teen when you're a grown-up.
Right, it's not, but I wrote it based on the fact that if it was a kid that was out there alone and didn't have any support, they'd understand the mental toolkit, what it takes to get by, and that's for everybody in life, integrity, honesty, responsibility, et cetera. And then I basically talk about coming out and disclosure and dating and being safe and, you know, and if you were to transition, this is what it looks like. But I kept it with the KISS method, you know, because, look, I was written on a sixth grade level. It was written for kids, although I will tell you probably, and I don't have stats on it, but I believe so, probably 90% of the books that were bought by adults who are on the fringe or in that community who needed an education as well, whether it was their kid or a kid in school or somebody's niece or nephew or grandchild who wanted to just understand, you know, what is it? What does a trans kid go through? And I wanted to teach kids, which all kids should know, how to grow alligator skin. I came up from that era, and my mother said, look, you got to blow that off. That's the way the world is. You can't be wearing your heart on your sleeve. You got to learn how to, you know, walk away from conflict and move on, because guess what? It gets worse in life. It doesn't get better. The only reason it gets better is you get stronger and you get tougher.
Wow.
And that's it.
So powerful.
And that's what I've done.
That's it. It really hits hard when you say that. And it's true. It's just not easy for everybody. But that is the trick, right? That your mom is right. I mean, that, you know, even that's age old sage advice. Even long before your mom, that was sage advice. But that's tougher than ever. We grow them more sensitively. And the input they get, the images they're exposed to, the incoming is unlike any generation has ever seen. No group has ever gone through it.
And they get them maybe in an age where we didn't have them, and it's a little tougher to process. But you know what, Ed? I don't care who you are and where you are. Life is about change. And anybody who doesn't and change of any kind.
Right.
If anybody doesn't go along with the change, they're really stuck behind. Because life is about movement. It's about change. It's about, you know, handling whatever gets thrown at you. So in this case, it's a transgender child. All right, so the kid transitions and you go on about your life. Well, it could be a child with diabetes or a child that has ADD or someone, God forbid, lost a leg. It's all about change and how we adapt to whatever that particular change is and move on. But that one change isn't all that you are. There's much more to every single human being than the one facet that you and I happen to be talking about right here and now.
Our guest is one of the most powerful speakers. He speaks from where he's lived the pain and the transition. He lived a lot until he was in his 50s. And when he transitioned from female to male, leaving behind an unhappy life, in which he could not be happy, he now is there for everybody within the sound of his voice. He will come to your school, your institution, your local group. Reach out to Seth Reines at SethReines.com. You know, he's got an MS degree in psychology and rehab counseling. He is a sought-after keynote speaker whose presentations to parents, students, educators, and corporate audiences are known for truthfulness, humor, and for getting through. Combining his 30 years of experience in the business sector as a team leader and manager, Seth Reines is truly one of a kind. Listen, we so appreciate your time, your understanding, how you let us get into detail on these stories, dude. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
It is fantastic to chat with you again, and I'm going to be in your neck of the woods, I think, tomorrow.
No kidding. Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be up in Rhinebeck. I know it's close to you somewhere.
It is. Oh, man. Well, wave when you're on the big interstate. You're coming up on 84, 87. I don't know how you're...
Yeah, I'm coming up to Taconic. Yeah.
Oh, the Taconic. Then you really should wave. You can see the building from the Taconic. All right, my friend. Have a great weekend. We'll have you again.
All righty. You enjoy yourself. Thanks again, as always.
You got it. We look forward to having you back on the show again soon. Seth Reines, incredible. Go to SethReines.com and get the book, Mom, Dad, Teachers, Counselors, Concerned Aunts, Uncles, and Others. Seth's book is called Real Talk for Teens, A Jumpstart Guide to Gender Transition and Beyond. The book is available on Amazon, and go to his website, SethReines.com. It's the Ed Till Show on Starcom Radio Network. We have news, weather, traffic, and sports straight ahead.